Hello, everyone. Yes, this is me here in Sedona. It's a pretty nice day today. So, what are we going to do today? We are going to help you to navigate through the chaos. And I will do a brief overview of the series. So, some of you may be wondering, what really is going on behind world events, behind perhaps the chaos that the family is experiencing, or your friends, or your where you work, or just in your neighborhood? What the heck is really going on? I'm sure when we came into this incarnation, we had no idea it would get to be on this level of chaos and anxiety. Yep, maybe we wouldn't have signed up had we known this. But the positive part about all this is that if you are triggered by what's going on in the world, it's a good reminder to go within and to begin to heal that aspect within you that's being triggered to where you feel stress, anxiety, sometimes high amounts of discomfort, unknowing, not knowing. It's really, in a way, kind of a test of our faith within ourselves and with the universe. So just know that you are not alone if you are experiencing this chaos that seems to pop up every day in one form or another. There is a way to navigate beyond all of that frequencies, and we will again experience what it's like to be free of that vibration. So let's take a deep breath, because this whole call is going to be an activation. And put your body in a very relaxed place. And you can invite your pets. Definitely invite your pets to receive this. The Pearl Zone is here, attending live from the Midwest. So we want to say a special hi to Pearl. Woof woof, Pearl Dog. So who knows, maybe this call today will come over for your pets in doggy language. You know, anything's possible. Okie dokie. And please do invite your family members, at least their soul, their spirit, to come in so they can receive the benefits from this call today. So just a reminder. So those that, oh, shall we say, are not aware of certain things that are going on behind the scenes, they are the ones, I think, that are suffering the most from this chaos and this unknowing of our future. And where is this country going? And where is all of the levels of society? Where is it heading? Because it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. It's almost like a wound that got infected and won't heal up. And no matter how much Neosporin you put on it, it just kind of like stays the same. So as you know, because we're reminding you that there's always a solution to any dilemma, and it starts within. And remember, so all layers of society is being affected by the transition right now that we're in. And we will have more years of this transition. It won't come soon as we had hoped years ago, but it's going to be a gradual healing of all the wounds of humanity. And so as each segment of society begins to disarm themselves and to lay down their barriers and their walls and their judgments, then we'll begin to see much more peace upon the planet. Okay, let's take a deep breath. So you want to allow what you see in the news, what you read in the papers, in the magazines, video games, YouTube, social media, whatever it is, whatever is appearing to be falling apart, you want to let it fall apart so it can be rebuilt. Because we're not in a place where we can repair something that's broken. It's got to like completely break down so that we can upload or download a new way. This is not only technology, but, you know, in spiritual consciousness. So things are breaking down within you as well. The mind stuff is beginning to break down and it's beginning to lose its hold. So the belief systems and the attitudes and the way we think things should be. So that's another area also. So as things aren't the way we think it should be, we get frustrated, we get anxious, we have anxiety and all that. So these are just reminders of the, how shall we say, of the effects of this new transformation beginning to take place. So let the things that are dying, let them die, just how like leaves fall to the ground in the fall to be reborn again in the spring. So we are in a time now, winter season, where we have to go within so we can plant the seeds for next spring. So also what's being challenged in this chaos is what we've been taught, and this is on a subconscious level, what we've been taught as young people when we were very little and we took it in, is not really correct anymore for us. So we have to be strong to create, to constantly create how we want to see our world, how we want to be in our world that will begin to reflect in the outer world. The death of an old age. You know, it's like some people that appear to not be really super conscious, like in their moments before they make their transition, they're clinging to life like they don't want to leave. And their body's riddled with illness and disease and injury and unconsciousness, but they're still hanging on, even though they're in bed 24/7. So humanity's like that. They just don't want to let it die. So we have to give them a protocol for how to die consciously. So as you know, the world really is experiencing a lot of emotional pain and turmoil. Now, you need to do your best to not be affected by the emotional pain of society. And no matter the injustices or the misjustices that's put upon peoples of the planet, you can't take it into your body. You have to remain as the observer, as the voyager, and then you can help by not being enmeshed in the chaos. So let's choose today to start unmeshing ourselves from this matrix of suffering and war and conflict. Okay, let's take a deep breath. So thank you for answering the call for this online series. You will begin to definitely feel the effects of this, maybe in subtle ways. As you do your best to receive, it will begin to work for you, the solutions. So we're going to ask the question again. This is the big question we always ask. So is it possible for you personally, as a divine being, as a spiritual being, having an earth incarnation, is it possible to be free of this old matrix of illusion and suffering, war and conflict, right and wrong? So that's the query. Let it go deep. Remember, which pill are you going to take? The blue pill, the red pill? And how far down the rabbit hole are you going to go? That's the question. So today, in this first class, and remember, each class builds upon the previous. So as we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the energy is going to start building. So this series actually is going to go on for you for 4 days. Actually, it started when you signed up. But it will begin to work for at least 4 full days and even beyond. Okay, so be prepared for some interesting changes. So today, our intention in holding the space for you in a matter of speaking is to heal and transform your survival fears and your unconscious conditioning or imprinting samskaras, as they call them in India. And keynote is, I am healing and tapping into parallel realities that can help shift my perception of what is. So let's take a deep breath and imagine that the activation has already been given you. Like this class has already happened, and we're just coming together physically and vibrationally to remember that this class has already been taught, that vibrations, energies, frequencies, the solutions have already been given you on the inner realms. And we're just acting out on the physical realm, this class. So it's like reverse engineering. So let's take a deep breath and consciously now disengage from tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world. So you know how to do this. Just release yourself from the hold of tribal consciousness. Tribal consciousness referring to kind of like the collective unconscious that appears to be stuck in limitation, in a limited reality where only so much is available and the rest is not. And our parallel realities are going to be any realities that you begin tonight to choose to live in. All right, so we're going to call in your inner child. Because if the inner child doesn't understand about the metaphysics, the metaphysical part of everything, it will be in fear. It will be in some level of anxiety and shutdown. We want your inner spirit to be completely free, free to choose and free to be. So let's take a deep breath. All right, I want you to disengage from your intellect, the logical part of you, your pain body, and your emotional body. And we're going to begin to receive. And this is from a non-local perspective. So receiving, meaning receiving from within, as opposed to receiving from without. Beginning to receive those vibrations from your spirit. That can help shift everything. All right, we're going to call in the realms of light and love, whatever that means for you. Those are your divine helpers, your support team. So you can call in your support team, call in your guardian angel, call in your soul group, and actually feel their presence now within your space. as you allow the mind to expand, allow your heart to open, allow your grounding to be very strong with Gaia, with the earth. We're going to invoke the pillars of light, the Council of 14. The star beings. We're also going to ask for support energetically from the red rocks and from certain sacred vortexes here, like Cathedral Rock, Boynton Canyon. The chapel area. Okay, you're going to symbolically set aside your ego, like dropping the marble into the ego bowl to be purified. So it's setting aside your mind space so that you can be just clear and open to allow the energies to move through your spine down into your original eight cells of creation, down at the base of your spine. Open up your survival chakra, your base chakra, and your sacral chakra, as well as your solar plexus. Keep your feet chakras open, the palms of your hands open, facing upwards, keeping the space above your head open. Your neck open, your chest open, base of the skull open. Just begin to open up the power points in your body, allowing the flow of your chakra system to just be open and flowing. Allowing all of your subtle bodies to begin to naturally line up. Okay, breathe deeply the light into the body. Take a deep breath into the solar plexus and just begin to release. You don't have to know what you're releasing. Just release. Breathing deeply. Take the light and the prana up into the chest, into the heart center. Activating your still point behind your physical heart. Take another deep breath up into the brain through the pineal gland, pituitary, and thalamus. And we're going to take these energies of grace and blessings into the limbic system. So imagine the limbic system is symbolized by a storm on the seas, a storm on the high seas where you just got these big choppy waves, white water, lots of wind blowing. That's going to represent the chaos of humanity as well as whatever chaos is going on within you. And we're going to take the light, this divine light, breathe it in, and we're going to take it directly into the limbic system in the brain so that the seas can begin to calm down to where the clouds and the storms begin to dissipate, to where you begin to feel the sun and its beautiful rays upon the waters. So allow the waters to begin to calm down. Little by little, so that the water element within you can begin to stabilize and recenter the water element representing your emotional body. Now, as you completely detach from the third dimensional earth plane, envision your awareness moving through a golden arc of light, and that your body is being supported and protected, so to speak, by three layers of energy: golden, rose pink, and blue green. And your body is completely aligned with the earth. Now we want you to call forth your inner child and just notice how old she is, how old he is. And envision that your inner child is holding a big balloon that represents your unconscious survival fears and imprinting, say, from your ancestors through your DNA or your lineage. And the balloon is floating because even though it's very heavy with all this stuff, it's got helium in it. And it's tied to a very long, thick string that your inner child is holding in his or her left hand. Left hand representing the feminine aspect. Now, I want you to notice the expression on your inner child's, in your inner child's face. Notice the facial expression. Notice the eyes and the mouth and the skin. And I want you to ask your inner kid, what does it feel like holding this big, heavy balloon that represents the unconscious fears? And belief systems that have been handed down from generation to generation, that's been handed down through the church and the school system, and even through your parents, your grandparents, their parents, aunts and uncles, siblings. So talk to your inner child and ask your little one, so what is this feeling that's in this balloon? Tell me what's in there. Tell me what you're holding on to. We'll give you a few moments. Now ask your inner child why it is holding on to this energy. Ask your inner one, your little child, what is the intent in carrying this energy? and ask your inner child where in his and her body is this energy being expressed? What part of the body is being affected by holding on to this energy? Ask your inner child if there is a solution, a way out from these fears and this heavy energy. Is there hope? Is there an answer? And you're just going to be with the response from your inner child. Being the observer, being the voyager. Ask your inner child what he or she needs to do or not do in order to receive healing and transformation of these deep fears of survival and the future and not knowing. Now ask your little one if he or she is ready to release this balloon, to truly to let go of the tether to this heavy balloon. And ask your little one to feel, to imagine, what it would be like to be free of this heaviness, of this pain, of this anxiety. And if your little one is ready to just let it go, let it drift upwards towards the sun, towards this very bright sun that's deep into the sky, let it completely go, saying bye-bye, all gone, no more. Have your inner child say bye-bye. Now, notice how your little one is now. Look at the face. Look at the body posture. Look at the environment. Where is now your inner child? Now, there is a place in the cosmos, there is a place in a parallel reality that is called Mother Mary's Garden. And it has nothing to do with religion. It is, shall we say, like a Garden of Eden. And only little kids and animals can be in Mother Mary's Garden. So you can give permission to your inner child to, well, we're going to call forth a couple of angels for your inner child that will take your little one to Mother Mary's Garden. Now, there is a special space or place within her garden that contains different reality structures that your inner kid can tap into and be a part of. These are what we call parallel realities. These are possibilities that one can begin to express as they completely align to it and merge with it, so to speak. So you can send her off now. Let her go. Let them go. Let them go play in the garden. And your homework assignment would be tonight, tomorrow night, the next night, and the next night, maybe all of this week, is to tune into your inner child and ask your inner child where they went in the garden, what they did, what they received, what they got from it. What are they bringing back here to the earth plane as far as new life experiences, new beliefs? Okay, have the body take a slow, deep breath into the base of the spine. We're going to align the original eight cells of creation. So I want you to envision the arrangement of your original eight cells. And then we're just going to breathe in and receive harmony and balance for these eight cells directly into the base of the spine, into all of your subtle bodies. There's nothing to do but just receive the harmony for your original eight cells. So this is one way that one can begin to replicate harmony in the physical body, in the organs and in the cells. So doesn't matter what's going on with your organs. When they begin to receive these frequencies of harmony and peace and balance and joy, your organs are going to respond and they can begin to regenerate and rejuvenate and rebuild itself, to restructure itself, no matter what the trauma, no matter what the illness, the disease, the injury. The body has a capacity through the original eight cells of creation to regenerate itself, rebuild itself, reset itself. So allow this frequency to move through your spine, so that all your organs can begin to receive this sense of harmony and peace and balance and alignment. Feel this frequency moving through your chakra system and through your nadis, through all of your subtle bodies. Now we're going to anchor this sensation, this feeling of harmony with the earth through the bottoms of your feet. In your own unique way, anchor this sensation, this felt sense of deep harmony and peace into the earth, deep into the core of the earth, deep into the heart of the earth, deep into the spirit on the interdimensional levels of Gaia. Okay, let that continue. We're going to slightly shift focus now. So bring the awareness to your spiritual third eye center, not the center that's in your physical body, not your pineal gland, but on esoteric level and a cosmic level, to bring your awareness and focus to your spiritual eye of God. And from this place deep within, to envision in the mind of God an outer world that lives in peace and harmony, and your inner world living in peace and harmony and balance. And the ego living in peace, harmony, and balance. Allow an alignment with your cosmic divine eye of God, with the eye of prime source, with the eye of creation. Allowing your perception to move from duality to singleness of oneness. Now, as you feel the energies moving within your consciousness, you're going to transmit or project that same sense of deep peace and love and harmony into your brain through your crown chakra, also into the physical third eye center through the pineal, pituitary, and thalamus configuration, into the base of the skull, your medulla, into the limbic system, the amygdala, the brainstem, and feel it moving through your spine once again, downwards in spirals and figure eights, down to encompass the base of your spine and your original eight cells, down to the base chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus. Whatever is going on in the body, just allow. Whatever is going on emotionally can be viewed from the observer perspective, the voyager. Now allow the body to receive very deeply the healing frequencies from prime source on all levels, from the very subatomic levels all the way up to the level of your organs and systems of your body, like your nervous system and your cardiovascular system. allow it to stimulate your thymus gland and your digestive system, your stomach and your colon, and your small intestines. Allow it to go deep into the liver and the bladder and the reproductive organs, your spleen, your appendix, your duodenum, your gallbladder, your pancreas, your lungs. Let it go deep into the thyroid, the parathyroids, your adrenal glands, your paradrenal glands, your kidneys. Your stomach. Now, begin to envision through the mind of God, your cosmic one eye center, a new physical body, one that is strong and supple, balanced, full of vitality, envision in the mind of God your perfected physical etheric body. That is completely aligned with the earth, and the heavens, a body that has clear sight and clear hearing, a body that is strong, now also envision that this mysterious thing called your ego structure is expressing itself in balance and harmony. That is responsive to the vibrations of healing and transformation. That is becoming receptive to the divine light. That is beginning to understand its role in your life as a spirit incarnated in a physical body. That it is now surrendering itself to the impulses from you, the soul, you, the I am. And that it is learning to not be overcome by the emotional body. Now we're going to strengthen the silver cord from your I am to the physical body. A silver cord that will be free of any distractions. a silver cord that is completely strong and self-reliant, self-sufficient, self-sustaining, to where the brain and the heart can receive daily nourishment from creation, vital energies, the prana, the chi, the life force. Again, receiving the spiral vibrations through the spinal column and through the three channels within your spine, allowing a very gentle and deep clearing and cleansing of the right channel and the left channel. Feeling the power of the presence. Now, we're going to slowly bring our focus back to the physical body and begin to feel your consciousness as a presence and as a knowing. And begin to bring your presence as if it is wrapping itself gently around your physical etheric body. And the body is beginning to surrender to this light. Now, as you allow from that place deep within, the I am, begin to create I am statements. I am joy. I am healing. I am the I am of the Lord God of my being. And I am transcending all the chaos that is perceived to be on the planet. I am navigating way beyond the chaos of anything and anybody. I am the self that Prime Source created me to be. And I now choose to be the embodiment of my I am presence in my physical life. And I am choosing to receive the joy and the love that comes from the heart of creation. I am choosing to share that joy and that love with the world each and every day. Okay, have the body take a slow deep breath 7 times. Integrating your alternative realities. I am choosing to let go of all judgment of pain and suffering. I am choosing to replace fear with love. I am choosing to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace each and every day. So as you come back to your body, begin to gently and slowly wiggle your toes as if the energy is beginning to settle in your feet, into your toes, into the arch of your feet, into the soles of your feet, into the heel, into the ankles. Slowly move your ankles. Now do the same thing with the fingers of your hands. Slowly move your fingers. And your wrists. And begin to slowly stretch your arms. Gently moving your arms, working the elbows, and moving, rotating your shoulders very slowly, as if these new frequencies are becoming embodied in your physical body. Now move your knees, and then you're going to gently rotate your hips. Put one hand on your belly and the other one on your chest. Breathe deeply, feeling your solar plexus and chest are one and the same, as is your upper and lower back. And now put the palms of your hands over your eyes, as if you're cupping the eyes and letting the eyes soak in the light directly into the eyeballs, into the optic nerve, into all the muscles around your eyes. And for about 20 seconds, now cup both ears as if the light is moving into your inner ear canal. And now put the palms of your hands on the top of your head to cover both hemispheres, as if your hemispheres are becoming one brain. Imagine as if your hemispheres are being connected to now form not a dual brain, but a one brain. And now put the palms of your hands on your cheeks and let the light love your face. Feel the energy in your mouth and in your nose, in your throat. And just for a moment now, feel the intention, I am. Take another slow, deep breath. And come into a completely harmonious state of relaxation. Now, if you are laying down, you can roll over on your right side for just a moment, curl up. And those of you that are sitting in a chair, you might want to just slowly bend over and touch the tips of your hands to the floor or the carpet. You can gently stretch your spine. And then as you are ready, you can sit back up, and those on the floor or on the bed or on the couch can begin to slowly just sit up to get your bearings. Remember to drink water tonight, and whatever comes forth emotionally from this activation, you just simply be with it, allow it. No judgments, no nothing. Just be with it. Know all is well. And your mantra. I am the center of my being. I am the center of my being. I am the center of my being. Thank you much for being on this call. We send our blessings. Be at peace.